والعاقبه للمتقين والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. اما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال: كلا ان معي ربي سيهدين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiyya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, when one studies the traits which the prophets and the messengers possessed, he finds that they were given characteristics which enable them to lead, inspire and guide others. They were given characteristics which enable them to plant the seeds of Islam in the hearts of the nation, making Muslim and believers the exporters of good as opposed to consumers, enabling them and their followers to lead rather than to be led. They were traits Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala endowed the personalities of every anbiya and every prophet and messenger, for he knew that these are necessary for a prophet who has set out to reform individuals and nations and bring about tremendous change and ultimately bring them to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allow me today to elaborate on one of those essential traits, one which our own Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved passionately, and he would always keep it in the forefront of his vision in all his matters. It comes with no surprise that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest man to walk the face of the earth, was an embodiment of this excellent trait. And looking at what's happening around us in the world today, I feel that this is a trait which we all try to bring into our lives. We are also aware of yesterday's incident, many of us that follow social media, that took place at the O.R. Tambo International Airport with regard to our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Let us, inshallah, continue to assist wherever we can, however we can, whenever we can. Alhamdulillah, the collection that we had was overwhelming, and we will try to, inshallah, channel those monies to the relevant organizations that are doing work in that field, inshallah. Over and above and beyond that, inshallah, in whatever way we can continue to assist, let us continue to assist our brothers and sisters in Palestine and wherever else in the world. Wherever else in the world, in Sudan, Yemen, Kashmir, whatever contribution I can make. And my respected elders and friends, we are doing a series after Maghrib Salah with regard to dua. Don't underestimate this power of dua. Don't underestimate this weapon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and you with this weapon and direct line of dua. Continue with the duas, inshallah. Nevertheless, I chose this trait on the basis and embodiment of our Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the current situation that is happening in the world today. And my respected elders and friends, the Nabi of Allah and every other Nabi of Allah alayhi salam was known to approach each and every matter with optimism. You with me? Every matter was approached with optimism. Whether he was on home, on a journey, during times of hardship and ease, amidst times of safety or fear, whilst being in a state of anger or pleasure, he was known to espouse an exceptional degree of optimism. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also remind his companions about this characteristic, and he would encourage them to always maintain a genuine hope in Allah and adopt a positive outlook in life. The noble trait of optimism, when held by the believers and by the Muslims, is nothing short of contentment with the degree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When we seek out the examples of great optimism that have been enshrined in our tradition, we will not go far. We will not go far before halting at the story of Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam finds himself standing at the edge of the sea. Now just try to picture this in your mind. Try to fathom this and give it a picture in your mind. He is standing at the edge of the sea with the Muslims who followed him, escaping the Pharaoh and his army. Behind him, a formidable charged up army, and in front of him, a seemingly never-ending ocean. You visualizing? During this pivotal moment, the children of Israel lost all hope, saying, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. They said, now, what's going to happen to us? We are going to drown. We are finished. You and I know where the story ends. But put yourself in the shoes of the believers at that very moment. Ask, is there anything more optimistic about it? Can a person be more optimistic about the fact that there is an army behind him? There is a never-ending ocean in front of him. What can they be more optimistic about? But we find the Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, who had been endowed with optimism, responded to their desperate cries and saying, قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Allah is with us, Allah will certainly guide us. Although he could not see and he could not perceive a logical solution, he knew and he believed in Allah and he suspected the highest good from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the fruit of his optimism was that Allah inspired him to strike at the ocean and he put his stick, and lo and behold, فَانْفَلَكَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْكٍ كَالدَّوْتَ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah says, and it parted, and each separate nation moved across the ocean like a firm mass of mountain. At this point, you might be wondering, and rightly so, about the story that epitomizes human trials and perseverance. There is none other than the story of Yaqub and Yusuf alayhi salam, the story of great sadness and sorrow, but equally matched with tremendous patience and optimism, a story from which we take innumerable lessons. Let us turn to the divine words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as he narrates this great trial his salam faced, having lost his son Yusuf alayhi salam as well as his other son. At that very moment, the sad news reached him. He responded by saying, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. He responded by saying, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Patience is most befitting for me. Allah will bring them all back to me. Allahu Akbar. Look at the optimism. He said, Allah will bring them up to me. Further, he says, يَا بَنِي يَذْهَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِي يُوسُفَ وَأَخِي وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. And do not ever give up hope of Allah's mercy. From the greatest teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also learn from the wombs of adversity, prosperity is born. From the wombs of adversity, prosperity is born. Victory comes with patience. Difficulty is followed with ease. And not just stopping there, the Nabi of Allah warned his companions of being anything other than optimistic. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reported to have said, Al-Haylami said, the Nabi of Allah used to love optimism. يُعْجِبُنَا الْفَال, Allahu Akbar. He used to love optimism because to believe in omens, to believe in bad luck, to say why this is happening to me, that is a sign that a person doesn't believe in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the most traumatic and harrowing moments of his life, this was the attitude of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us just look at one example. In the battle of Ahzab, in the battle of the Confederates, Muslims found themselves in an unprecedented siege. On the one side stood the pagans in huge numbers, in fact 10,000 strong, an army that was probably larger than the population of the whole of Medina. An army that was probably larger than the whole population of Medina. And on the other side, you have the tribe of the Banu Qurayza, who broke the treaty with the Muslims and decided to let the pagans into Medina. And together with that, you have those hypocrites who had deserted the army. So my respected elders and friends, you have a situation where you know that how are you going to ever come out of this situation? Allah describes this incident. إِذْ جَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْكِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. Allah says, when they came upon you from above you, from below you, and when your eyes grew wild and your hearts reached your throats and you were harboring doubts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there the believers were tried and was shaken with a mighty shake. Given the calamitous circumstances the Muslims found themselves in, Allah describes how the believers at that moment, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that trying moment, even at that moment, he was still optimistic. With all odds stacked against the Muslims, the hypocrites suspected that this was it for Islam. Islam is going to be finished now. As for the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the leader of all the optimists, he was informed of a huge rock within the trench that the Muslims were digging to prevent the coalition from entering the city, a rock that the companions were unable to break. So he enters the trench with an axe and he says, Bismillah. He says, Bismillah. فَضَرِبَ ضَرْبَةً فَكَثَرَ ثُلُثَ الْحَجَرِ. That he says, Bismillah, and he strikes the rock and one third of the rock breaks and he exclaims, Allahu Akbar, I have been given the keys of Syria. What he says? I have been given the keys of Syria. By Allah, I can see her red palaces right from where I stand. Then he says, Bismillah. And he shatters another third and he exclaims, Allahu Akbar, and I have been given the keys of Persia. By Allah, I can see her palaces right in front of me. Then he says, Bismillah, and shatters the rock and he exclaims, Allahu Akbar, I have been given the keys of Yemen. I can see the gates of Sana'a right where I stand. Carefully consider these words. Carefully consider these words. These are the words of a leader. These are the words of a leader. Despite the looming siege, the small size of the army, the blistering cold, the darkness of the night, the rebellion of the Banu Qurayza, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained optimistic and hopeful. At such a time of desperation and despondence for others, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered such words of hope and optimism that raised the spirits of the believers with the prophecy of the empires that will fall right at the doorstep of Islam. Although it was inconceivable at that time, these prophecies all came pass soon after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how a believer should be, who always suspects good of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So my respected elders and friends, when the world caves in on you, when the world caves in on you and the end fails to meet, and test upon test hails upon you just before departing and just before despairing, revisit the life of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just for a moment when you're about to give up and the world caves in on you, revisit the life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father passed away before he could meet him. His mother, who died in front of him when he was 6. His grandfather, who passed away 2 years later. He would witness the death of all his children with the exception of one. He would witness and he would hug his grandchildren whilst knowing that they would be slain. He would see the corpses of his companions having carpeted the battlefield. He was hit with an iron across his radiant face. His ankles hemorrhaged after stones were hurled at him at Taif. He was the suspect of black magic, jadu and sihr. He and his companions were starved in a valley for 3 years. He was accused with regard to his mind, his honor, his wife, his intellect, his life. The intestines of animals were placed on his neck as he prostrated before he passed away. He prayed sitting down due to years of bashing that his exhausted body had received. And yet despite all this, he would say, "Yu'jibun al-fal." I love optimism. Hi, what a leader you were, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a leader you were. What a remarkable person you were, that despite the fact that what you went through in your life, yet the words that came out of your mouth was, "I love optimism." Allahu Akbar. What a lesson for me and for you, my friends. What a lesson. There is a line that had stayed with me all this week, and I want to share it with you. We all go through difficult times in our lives. We have our ups and our downs. We have good days, we have bad days. It's normal. And there was a line that struck in my mind this week that I want to share with you today. Sometimes when you are in a dark place, you think you've been buried. Sometimes when you are in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but actually you've been planted. In life, we all feel moments that feel heavy. Situations that push us into solitude, uncertainty or discomfort in those moments. It is easy to believe that we have been buried because of our challenges. Yet the Almighty Allah repeatedly in the Quran that He never burdens a soul beyond that which He can bear. The difference between being buried and being implanted is perspective. And perspective is shaped by the trust of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You and I know that when a seed is planted into the soil, it is surrounded by darkness. When a seed is planted in the soil, it is surrounded by darkness. It is hidden, it is pressured, it is covered. But that same seed, under the darkness, begins a transformation that cannot happen in the light. It takes nourishment from the unseen. It pushes, it struggles, it breaks open, and then only it rises. Many of our greatest spiritual shifts happen the same way. What feels like confinement is often preparation. What often appears as ending, in fact, may be the starting point to something more meaningful in your life. Darkness, my friends, is not always a sign of loss. Sometimes it is the beginning of our growth. Tears are not punishments. They are invitations from Allah to rise. And every burial we fear, every burial that we fear, may actually be planting of something beautiful within us. Inshallah. May Allah allow us to grow through every challenge. Individual level or on a collective level. May Allah allow us to rise from every difficulty. And may Allah allow us to bloom in the exact time that He has written for us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, today's collection will continue as normal. For the masjid and the madrasa, inshallah, and for the various other activities that take place around us, inshallah. There was an amazing thing that I read about sadaqah the other day. It is mentioned that your ibadah, your salah, is the stepping stone to Jannah. Thereafter, your roza, thereafter, your hajj, thereafter, your zakat. And eventually, when you come to the door of Jannah, the last moments of the door of Jannah, your sadaqah will open that door for you. Allah. Imagine how loved this act of sadaqah is. And where better than to place this amana of this wealth that Allah has blessed us with than in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me and all of us the understanding. الحمد لله مدبر الملك والملكوت المنفرد بالعزة والجبروت الرافع للسماء بغير عماد المقدر فيها أرزاق العباد الذي صرف أعين ذوي القلوب والألباب عن ملاحظة الوسائط والأسباب فلما تحققوا أنه لرزق عباده ضامن وبه كفيل توكلوا عليه فقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قامع الأباطيل الهادي إلى سواء السبيل صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فإن التوكل على اختلاف مراتبه منزل من منازل الدنيا وكذلك أصلح من التوحيد واليقين فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم رزقا فابتغوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون وقال تعالى فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتب الله لك ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتب الله لك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us kindly ensure that our soft are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in all the gaps, stand as close as possible, ensuring all the gaps are full. There is still plenty of place in the masjid, in the last two back rows, the last three back rows. There is still place there. Inshallah, let us try to stand as close as possible.
قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقارئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذو الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.